This is July 1st, and the topic this month is Creator.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that everyone is remembering that about themselves. I hope you're working on that in your consciousness so that you're absolutely able to accept that and that you do not allow the world to convince you differently. Because the world is not going to tell you that, and very few institutions are going to tell you that you are God in the making. That God is all there is, and that therefore you have to be some part of that. And for the month of July, we're going to talk about the Creator, meaning ourselves, and how to create, what to create, and what is going on. So with that said, Andy, would you read that and pass it around?
I create my own reality.
Thank you. This is very important to know. A lot of people say that that's true. Some people say, oh, don't be so presumptuous that you think that you're creating things, that it has to be God. Or some people say that you are co-creating with this thing called God. Well, my thoughts on that co-creating means if you have a co, you have to have two. And since there's only one, how can you be co-creating with anything? You have to know that this power of God is doing the work, but you are using that power. You are one with this thing called God. This thing called God is operating in, as, and through you, and you are using that power. Every morning I say to myself, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. I know that God is part of anything that I am doing. God is that part of the equation, that power, that intelligence, that wisdom that I use in order to create my own reality. I have a cute little thing. I was at the beach the other day, and a man with a little child, I don't know what the little child had said to him, and he said, now, that is not the way to look at that. That is all in your thinking. If you learn to change your thinking, you can change that situation. The little child argued, and the father said, no, it's all done with your mind. I was on a bike, so that's all the part of it I got. But I was thinking of Emmett Fox, who said, if you're going to teach children anything, teach them that it's a mental world we live in. It is always going to be your mind. I say that almost every week, that it's always going to be your mind doing things. You're always going to be the cause under your own experience. Now, what does that mean? And what does it mean when we say, I create my own reality? What attitude are you sitting in now? What mood are you sitting in now? You are the one that's creating that. It doesn't mean that you're creating the table. It doesn't mean that you're creating the space around you. This also can apply. Emmett Fox again will tell you that we are the ones that are creating the world, and we are creating all the animals and everything else that's on this plane of action, that we are doing that with what's called collective consciousness. Now, you can believe that, you don't have to believe that, but what you should try to make yourself believe is that your mind is generating everything. So if you're sitting in this room and your attitude is not correct, then you're creating a different type of reality for yourself. Once you realize that you are the one that can change your attitudes, your beliefs, your opinions, your viewpoints, then you will see life differently and you will see yourself differently. This is the power that we have to be able to make that statement, I am always the cause unto my own experience. You are the one that's experiencing anything that comes in to your reality, or any stimuli that is coming to you, you have a choice on how you are going to interpret that. So if you want to get all upset, if you want to be upset all your life, whatever you choose, you're going to be doing that. When I grew up around nervous people. Everyone was having a nervous breakdown. All they talked about was their nerves and how frayed they were and how bad they were. And it was nerves, 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 nerves. I don't think people talk about nerves as much as they used to. It was always a nervous situation. Oh, they're nervous. They're just saying, well, that's a choice that you're making constantly by interpreting the stimuli that's coming to you. You can decide, how am I going to think about this? But we are trained to think the way everybody else does. So you have to. Is it secondhand knowledge that you're learning, or is it firsthand knowledge from yourself? Is it secondhand emotions that you're experiencing all the time? We say, oh, people have this emotion and that emotion and blah, 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 whatever they're saying. And we take that absolutely for granted. Certainly, we have different emotions, but we can pick and choose the ones that we want to experience. And that's how you start to create things in your own life. By learning where is the power coming from. It's coming from within you, but it's coming from this thing that we call God, or this force, or this universe, whatever. We call it all kinds of things. But you have to get an awareness. You have to get a feeling for that. And you have to start seeing that all what's going on in your mind is actually creating something in your life. You see, you can do the parking spaces. You can do all these little things. You have to be able to extend that so that you're able to bring what you want into your life instead of allowing life to just present things to you constantly. You see, you can bob around like a cork in the ocean all your life, or you can put down an anchor and stay stationary in what you're doing and not be having this ups and downs and backs and forths and so forth. Now, I was thinking the other night because somebody had written me an email about please do some treatment work for their money. They want money. Well, everyone wants money. And the name of this course, of course, remember, is Abundance and Prosperity, Including Money. Does anyone here understand? And does anyone here see that it says abundance and prosperity, including money? It does not start with money. It ends with money. But everyone focuses on money. Focus on abundance and prosperity. Change your consciousness. Create that atmosphere within your own mind. And then things will start to change. The money will come. The money is always there. It will always come. But we concentrate on money. Money has no power to creating anything. There's no power to create anything. But a consciousness of abundance and prosperity can create money. So concentrate on that idea. Concentrate on the idea of abundance all around you. And start to see that abundance. Start to see the abundance and the beauty and the affluence that is in this world. Start to see the elegant things in life. And then watch the money start to come to you in different ways. Instead of thinking, oh, I've got to get a job to get the money and so forth. Jobs are created in consciousness also. Say. But you have to change your mind. You have to create a thought atmosphere of abundance and prosperity. And that you have to do on your own. So when you're trying to create something, what you're trying to create is a consciousness and an atmosphere for that, whatever it is that you want, to be able to appear. There's an old expression that goes this way. Such is the nature of life that all it wants and all it asks is an opportunity to appear. And you are that opportunity, and so am I. So what does that mean, that opportunity? You have to set up in your mind an opportunity, an atmosphere of abundance and prosperity. not an atmosphere of money. Not an atmosphere of money. It comes from your consciousness. Once you have the consciousness, this thing that's pushing against you, which we will call God, cosmic energy, whatever you want, now you have given it an opportunity to appear. You see, people want money, but in their consciousness, they have a consciousness of lack and limitation. If your consciousness atmosphere is lack and limitation, you cannot expect to find prosperity, abundance, and money in your life because the atmosphere for it is not there. So what you are creating, when we say you're a creator, is always the atmosphere. It's always the consciousness of that thing, and then that thing appears for you. So don't set out with the idea of money and manifesting money. Manifest a consciousness of prosperity and abundance, and then the money, as I've said many times, is the byproduct. It's the byproduct of that. Then the other thing, and Monk earlier came up to me and said he now sees about this mind talk and so forth that goes on. It's watching the movements of your mind. Andy wanted to know last week, how do you learn to love yourself more? Well, by watching what your mind is saying to you and catching it and changing it. I was doing painting in my bathroom one Saturday and I made a wrong stroke and immediately my mind said to me, straighten up, Dallas, you can do better than that. Well, I just sat right down and corrected that. I said, thank you very much. That's a voice from the past. That's somebody else. That's something else in there doing that. You have to catch that and correct that. You see, otherwise, remember, your mind is very convincing, and it'll convince you. And all those other, all those things that are going on in there, all those old tapes, we call them parental tapes. See, anytime you scold yourself, it's a parental voice that's doing that. And you have to correct that parental voice. And you have to say, listen, I'm a grown-up now. I can take care of myself. Thank you very much, you see. And last week I asked how many people were saying good things about themselves. Did everyone say something good about themselves today? Make it a habit to say something good about yourself every day. Claim you're good, look in the mirror, whatever. Do the mirror work, whatever it is. But say something good, you know. Whatever. It doesn't have to be anything grand or anything. You know, you got up. Congratulate yourself for that, for goodness sake. You got outside, congratulate yourself for that. But start to treat yourself differently. You are the ones creating your own self, and you're creating all the thoughts that are going on inside of you. This, I think, is the most important thing for people to realize, that there is nothing going on outside of you. Everything is going on inside of you. And you are causing everything. You're always going to be the cause under your own experience because of the way you are thinking about yourself. The way you're thinking about the world, the way you're thinking about this thing called God, you see. You have to decide, how am I going to think about these things? And when I change my thinking, does my life change? Do my feelings change? Do I feel better about myself? You see. So the whole idea is to learn to feel good about yourself, to learn to love yourself, and to be able to keep that going inside of you, you see. This whole teaching is not about worshiping God. It's not about in brand name churches learning all the books of the Bible and who did what to whom and who begot God and all that kind of stuff. This teaching is about your mind. It is about you. It is about your life. It is to bring you to a point, to a realization, to an actualization of who you are, that you are some part of this universe, you are some part of this thing called God, that you must learn to honor yourself, respect yourself, and see yourself in a whole new and different way, and to realize that you are much more than this human body, and we keep trying to function as human beings. We do not try to be spirits in this world. Because we think on this plane of action we have to be humans. Well, we have a human body. but we can still be spiritual on this plane of action, and we can start to see the spiritual side of not only ourselves, but the spiritual side of this world that we are in. Instead of just assuming we're going to wait till we lose these bodies and then fly up to heaven or wherever people think heaven is, and whatever you think an angel or spirit is going to be, you're going to then everything is going to turn better for you. And I've told you once, and I'll tell you again, death will not improve you. Death will not improve you. You take your consciousness with you. So it's our job on this plane of action to stretch our consciousness. And how do we do that? The one main thing that I'm sure everyone is struggling with, you have to forgive yourself. Stop telling yourself how bad you are. Stop telling yourself how stupid you are. Stop telling yourself that if I'd have done this differently and this would have happened or that would have happened. Learn to love yourself in this very moment, at this very time. Realize that the past has absolutely no influence on you whatsoever unless you allow it to be of power. The past has nothing to do with you. But we are trained and we are taught by the world that our past will come back to haunt us, that this will happen, that will happen, and we see that. There's that wonderful expression, the sins of the father are revisited on the son. What does that mean, the sins of the father are revisited on the son? It means if the son doesn't start to think for himself and develop his consciousness, he will just parade around exactly like his parents did. It cannot change. I told this story and I'll tell it again. I grew up in a small town, Duncannon, Pennsylvania. When I lived there, there were only 2,000 people. We lived outside of that town, 3 miles. Everyone knew everybody. So a friend of ours left town. She stayed away about 20-some years. She came back. She went downtown, came back, and my mother said to her, "Well, Matt, how did you see Duncannon? Has it changed much?" She said, "No, it hasn't changed at all." And she said, "I notice now that the children are now using the bar stools that their parents used to occupy." This happens in small towns across the world because we repeat back the sins of the father being revisited. You have to realize that you're not your parent. You have to realize that you're an individualized expression of God, and that your past, where you came from, has no influence on you whatsoever unless you allow it to do that. You see, you just happened to be born into that. People say that you picked your parents. You came because you needed to know something, whatever it is. Once you're out of that atmosphere, start to think for yourself. Otherwise, you just keep repeating their life. You just keep repeating their life. Now, if you want to do that, that is all well and good. But I call that an imitation of life. If you cannot become your own individual, then you're repeating somebody else's life. You're not the person or the individual you think you are. So, but you're trying to create. Try to create yourself. Try to change yourself the way you want to be. If you like yourself exactly the way you are, all well and good. But I've always discovered that everyone needs a little bit of improvement. Everyone can use a little bit of improvement. And that is what this teaching is all about, too, to improve your life. To improve your life. People don't come here to hear me babble if their lives were perfect. The people in the empty seats came through here. These people are out doing different things now. They're out making money. Carol, who found this place for us, I was telling Andy at dinner, For the longest time, she wanted to lose weight. Last time I ran into Carol, she lost about 60 pounds, did she not?
Just from the back, she lost 60 pounds.
Yeah. And it's amazing. But she finally did it. Now, what's the crux of that story? Stick with it. This whole teaching is about keep on trucking. This whole teaching is about never giving up. You keep doing it till you get what you want. That is the whole story, idea about knock, 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 knock until the door opens. You just keep knocking. You just keep doing. You just keep believing in yourself. You just keep creating yourself the way you want to be. Monks going to a visualization. We're talking about treasure mapping and all that stuff. All well and good. Bob has his car on his refrigerator. Now you have to visualize that. You have to start creating that. You have to see yourself in it and smell it and taste it and all that. And the mind will work it out for you. The mind is very obliging. It will oblige you in what you're doing. You have to keep thinking those thoughts. So how do we get off the idea? We get off the idea by not realizing that we are creators to begin with, that we're always creating everything. So start with that and start to create your own feelings, you see. Start to feel the feeling that you want to feel. And if you're down in the dumps and so forth, get yourself out of that. Get yourself out. You see. But we don't. We allow ourselves to get depressed because the world tells you they can give you a pill to get you out of that. There's no pill that gets you out of that. You have to realize who you are. You have to realize what a wonderful human being you are. You have to realize that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! So anyway, about creating. Start with yourself. Start to see yourself claiming this power, believing this teaching. We call this new thought. But it's not new thought. It's been around 500 years before the birth of this man called Jesus. So people have used it and have brought many good things into their life. So what do we know about that? We know that God does not show favorites. What God can do for one, God can do for all. So if somebody can accomplish something, we all can accomplish it. We can all do it. And the more people that are able to do that, the more people will be able to do that. You see? And you can prove this in your own mind how something happens inside of you. Let me see. On Saturday when I was doing this painting, I was making little flowers. The first couple, a little tedious doing. By the time I'd gone around, my mind had figured out how to do that. And I just said, oh, how isn't this wonderful? Something figured out how to do it very quickly and very easily. So you have to see that. This will help you when you learn, if you want to learn to love yourself, you have to see, oh my goodness, look, something is, my mind is working. This is working here. This is working for me. And then what do you know about that? That means that you're living, moving, and having your being in the mind of God, and something is helping you here. So the more you practice something, the better you get at it. The more you practice something, the better you get at it. But know that it is this power that we call God that is working through you to do the different things. So many people think that they have it all to do. And how many times have I said fun and entertainment committee, ways and means? You have to remember that. God knows how to do things. We do not know how to do anything. Remember Jesus' statement, it is the Father within that doeth the work. It's the Father within that doeth the work. Now, you don't have to get down on your hands and knees and praise God and do all that. You just have to recognize that. And why would that not be so? If we're all one with God, if God is the only thing there is, then God must be working through us. And then you have to say, if I'm living, moving, and having my being in this mind of God must be intelligent. Therefore, I must be intelligent. So when your mind tries to tell you that you're not, you have to see that and stop your mind from doing that. You have to say to yourself, I am a creator. I know how to create things. I've created myself thus far. I've created everything that came into my life. And the things that I don't like, I'm not going to create anymore. I'm going to just let them go. I'm going to release myself from all of this. This is one of the basic things of this teaching, that you do not have to live in what you made. If you made a mess, you step out of that mess. When I was a child, what was the expression that I learned? You made your bed, now you must lie in it. We do not do that in this teaching. If you don't like your bed the way it's made, rip the covers off and remake it. You do not have to lie in it, you see. This is because the world teaches you made a mistake, now you must suffer, you must be punished and all that for it. This thing called God will not punish you. You punish yourself. You punish yourself with your mind, with your thinking. And there, they are. He was worried.
We went to the movies and got out late.
Whoa, what'd you see? What did you see?
Karate Kid.
Oh, well, that's good. I loved it when it was a way back when.
Yeah, this is a new version.
Good. We are talking about creating and being creators and using this wonderful creative mind that we have to create what we want. But we have to start with ourselves as always. And we have to know that we are creator. We have to know that our mind is able to do that. Is able to do that. I use that Ernest Holmes thing, that when you're trying to create something, your mind is out there looking for it. And if it's in the deepest, darkest of Africa, you have to know that it's on its way to you now. That it's on its way to you now. So when you ask for the different things, when you're trying to create something, keep on doing it till that appears in front of you. But we give up. We change our mind. We do all kinds of things. I think the main thing that we do is we start to believe the world. If we don't see it right away because we're so used to instant gratification that we don't give it time. We don't give it time. You see? I often think about this country when we bought when it wasn't a manufacturing company or a country. It was an agricultural country. And everything that was manufactured came across the sea. So if you ordered something, it could take 6 months to 3 years to get to you. And people did not get upset. They didn't have to have instant gratification. We keep thinking we have to have instant gratification because we have microwaves, we have the internet, we have all those things that are instant. When I first got my internet, I thought, oh my goodness, this is something, isn't it? Now I go, oh, this is the slowest thing in the world. This is the slowest thing in the world. Why do we get that? Now, as I mention those things, as I say those things, about instant gratification. We are headed in that direction, to have instant manifestation, to have everything at our fingertips. It's coming. So you have to participate in that with your own thinking and realize excuse me, that this is going to happen, and it's going to happen instantly. It could happen this very moment if we all would change our minds about it. You see, we still think that things take time, because on this plane of action, that seems to be the case, doesn't it? It seems to be the case. You plant a seed, you have to wait for it. But here again, you have to realize that the fields are already ripe with harvest. And you must see the harvest always. You must always see the end product, not what's going on to get to the end. You see. So, see what you want. Hold that in mind. Use this mind to create what you want in your life. We were talking earlier about the idea. It's always going to be your consciousness. It's always going to be, what are you holding in your consciousness? So that you can stretch that consciousness. And then, have you loved yourself enough to allow yourself to receive what you want? Or do you still think that you're not whole and complete and perfect, and that something else must happen before you can have what you want? Nothing else ever has to happen. It's just you and your thinking. It's your mind that's doing it. It's your mind always. So you don't have to worship God. You don't have to read the Bible. You don't have to do any of those things. They're nice to do. Some of it is very educational. But your life is always going to boil down to what you are thinking. It's always going to boil down to what's in your consciousness. And that is a choice that you have. You can make your consciousness, you can make your thinking do anything that you want. But we are not trained in how to do that for ourselves. That's why we want to catch our mind. We want to slow our mind down so that we can catch it when it's doing something that we don't want it to do to us. See? But we think too quickly. We think too fast sometimes. How many people think too fast? And they know that it's so wrong, but they go ahead and do it anyway because it's such a habit. You see? You have to break these habits. These habits of thought. The habits of thought. And what is the greatest habit of thought that we have? We keep looking at ourselves as human beings. We keep seeing ourselves as human. And as soon as we see ourselves as human, we start to see our limitations. Instead of realizing that we are spirits and that we are unlimited. We have to be unlimited. You see? So when you're not getting what you want, it's because you're putting some limitation on it, on yourself, on your thinking. Instead of remembering that all things are possible with this thing we call God. So it's ridiculous, outlandish, as your thinking may be about something that you want. You have to realize that you would not be thinking about it if it could not come to you. Because this thing called God does not operate that way. Remember, you cannot have an idea unless you have the ways and the means to fulfill that idea. And that is the thing. When you create the idea. You do not create the stuff that goes with that idea. You leave that up to this thing called God. You focus on stretching your consciousness. You focus on accepting what you want and then that thing comes to you. But we get all boggled down in our own thinking. And right now, everyone is boggled down because of this economy. People are being laid off. This is happening. That's happening. So we start to buy into that. But again, you have to know that if your consciousness is in abundance and prosperity, and you keep it in abundance and prosperity, the rest has to come to you. The rest of the money, the rest of whatever it is, will continue to come to you if you keep your mind focused on abundance and on prosperity. So when you're trying to create something, you create the atmosphere for that to happen. That's that idea of making an opportunity for life to appear. You have to prepare the way, the same way that you would prepare the soil before sticking a seed in it. You prepare your consciousness, your thought atmosphere, by changing your beliefs, your viewpoints, your opinions, and your attitudes. When you're able to do that, then you are a creator. Then you are always going to be the cause onto your own experience. You're going to realize you are causing this, not necessarily the event, but what is going on inside of you. What is going on inside of you? You see, you're the one that can control that. No one else can think for you. No one else can think for you. And the most wonderful thing is that you can think anything you want to think. Anything you want to think. So pick big things to think about. Pick great things to think about. You see? You think that we would ever have gotten to the moon if people would have, instead of going to the moon, I should put it this way. If somebody wanted to go from New York to Los Angeles, you think we could get the country behind that as well as we have a big idea like going to the moon? See, the bigger idea you have, the more force there is behind it. More people, more stuff. Get in. We went to the moon simply because it was a big, gigantic idea. Big, gigantic idea, and people got behind it. Minds got behind it. Consciousness got behind it. And there we were on the moon. So when you want to blast off, do something with your life. Make it big. Always make it big. You see, bigness has more power to it. The mind wants to do something big. It doesn't want something teeny weeny to do. It says, my God, I can do that. I'm big. Give me something to work on here. Give me something big to do. So give yourself something big to do. And then go out and do that. But see your life coming around the way you want it to. You are creating that. You are creating that. That's a very difficult one for people sometimes to understand. Because they do not want to take that responsibility. They do not want to take the responsibility that they're creating their own life. They want to say, no, it was my mother, my father, my wife, whoever. Or it's the economy, or it's the world, or it's my job. None of those things. Always going to be us. Always going to be what we're thinking. Always. So, if you want to be a creator, you already are. We're all creators. There's no way we cannot be creating all the time. Every time we think, we're creating something. Every time this mind turns, it creates something. So what are you creating in your consciousness? You see? What are you creating? Are you seeing this world as a wonderful opportunity to create? As an opportunity for you to see how powerful you really are? Or are you looking at it that you're a weak person. If you don't have that energy, that power to do what you want to do in life. You're the one who has to decide that. But it's done with this thing called mind. And this thing called mind contains this thing we call the consciousness. So what's inside of that consciousness? That just means your ideas that are going on. The idea that you have about yourself. You say, what idea do you hold? What's the biggest idea you hold about yourself? Do you hold an idea that you are a creator? Do you hold an idea that you're successful? Or do you hold something else in mind? I'll never make it. I am less than. Whatever those thoughts are, get rid of them. Get rid of them. See yourself as the magnificent human being that you are. See yourself as the powerful person that you are. And then go out and prove how powerful you are. See? I think it was Mary Ann Williamson who said, we're not afraid of how weak we are. We're afraid of how strong we are. We're absolutely afraid to use our powers. Why? I think because of the world. I also think because of the families we grew up in, because in my family, the idea was, who do you think you are always? You see. So now you have to know who you are. That you're a powerful, powerful creator. And that this mind is the gift that has already been given. And now you have to learn how to use that mind so that it will think correctly for you. So it will think correctly for you. It's the same way with your computer. Garbage in, garbage out. Always going to be that way. It's a mathematical equation. And it's exact. This law, called the law of cause and effect, is exact. It doesn't change one iota. If you put something in, it comes out exactly. Doesn't change in the meantime. Doesn't change in the meantime. So, it's an exact science. And it's an exact, immutable law of the universe. And we are all living under that law, whether we know that or not. That is why it says it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It always is moving. It's always working. Doesn't care. Just keeps plodding right along. Whatever you put into it, it just cakes up and keeps going with it. You see? That's why when people say, why does somebody bad get all this? It has nothing to do with goodness. You can be a mean, rotten person. If you want to be a mean, rotten person, you can live with yourself being mean and rotten. The law will work for you. The law does not know the difference. Does not know the difference. You know, we get irate. Our one friend who always wants to punish people and so forth because of this, that, and the other thing. Law doesn't punish anybody. Just keeps plodding along. Never affected. But if you like it, don't like it. If you hate it or whatever. Always just keeps going. So you have to know that. If you put something into that mind, it's going to come out exactly the way you put it in. So before you put something into the law, make sure of what you want. Make sure of what you want. Because it's exacting. You just keep pushing that. So, we will spend the rest of the month on different ways to create, on different ways of finding out how we create, how we use this mind, and that we are all creative. We are all creative. I knew when I was a kid, when they used the word creative, you thought of artists and you thought of people who did fancy stuff or whatever. They were creative. The rest of us were not creative. I never considered myself creative because I wasn't an artist. Now, I consider myself creative because I am a creator. You see? And I do create. We all create. Just because we can't put something on canvas or sculpt something does not mean that we are not creative. You use this mind. You use this mind. You use your consciousness. You use all the little tools that you have. Because this mind is like a pair of scissors and just keeps cutting. And it cuts the pattern that you put into it. So if you can visualize that, think of a piece of material. Think of your mind as the scissors. And it is going to make that any shape. It's going to cut. It's called the scissors of the mind. Scissors of the mind. So always, I cannot say it any differently. It's always going to boil down to your mind. Nothing else are we teaching here. Nothing else are we teaching here. We're teaching mind. We're teaching how to use your mind. We're teaching how to use the creative mind of God. So we have to first start with the premise that we live and move and have our being in this one mind. And that this one mind is creative. And it creates. And your mind creates for you. And it creates your life. So, your life meaning the life that's going on inside of you. Don't always be looking outside of yourself to see how your life is doing. What is going on inside of you? How are your feelings? How are your emotions? What are your attitudes? What are your beliefs? You see, what are your opinions and viewpoints? These are the things that are the inner things that we change. And then the outer changes. But we're always looking at the outer. And some are looking at the inner. You see? So earlier, before you came, I told them, the name of this class is Abundance and Prosperity, Including Money. But people are always looking at the end word, money, instead of the abundance and prosperity. You bring a consciousness of abundance and prosperity, the money comes. But you have to do that in your mind. You have to see that abundance, that affluence that's going on. Deepak Chopra has many interesting little things on becoming affluent. One of them is, always take something with you if you go to somebody's house. Give people things. It could be a little flower from your garden. It can be anything. You just keep paying. But people think, oh, I have to give something big. I have to. No. It's the idea of giving. It's the idea of honoring. It's the idea of building up a consciousness. And then the rest comes. You see? And he must have a wonderful prosperity consciousness. You see? But he built it up over the years, and he did it. He learned that from his father. Say, take something, do something. You know, that aunt of mine, I told you, she never had much money, but she lived very well, and you never left her house without something. She always, oh, take some food, take a piece of cake, take this with you, take that with you. Because it was in the giving. It was in the giving. You see. So we want to get into the giving and not the getting. Not the getting. Not the getting. It was Paul who said, in all your getting, get understanding. Understanding what? Understanding of yourself and the way your mind is working. The way your mind is working. But if you want to create and you want to create money and all those wonderful things in your life, you have to start with your consciousness. You have to start building an abundant and a prosperous consciousness. And you do that by seeing abundance and prosperity all around you. You see it all around you. And this world is abundant. This city is abundant. So see all that. Remember, I still get excited. Remember when I open up the refrigerator and the light goes on and I see all that good stuff in there. And I say, oh, what abundance, what prosperity. A lot of people don't even have a refrigerator. So I guess what I'm saying is stop taking everything that we have for granted. We not only take everything we have for granted, we complain about it. You see, we complain about it. And I'm not sympathetic here. I'm compassionate as always. Sympathy gets you nowhere. With all the people that don't have. So when I open my refrigerator and I see I have, I am so grateful. I feel so blessed. And I immediately say thank you for the abundance and prosperity that have come to me. So, I just keep doing that. So, build your consciousness. Be a creator of your consciousness, not of items, not of things. That things and items will come. They are byproducts of your consciousness. So, start seeing abundance and prosperity. Stretch your consciousness to abundance and prosperity. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.